Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here. And again, we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I would like to talk a little bit about experiences that people have been experiencing over the last couple of months, which we know that now that we're in 2012, we know that the veil is getting thinner.
You mean 2013?
I mean 13, and we know that the veil is getting thinner, and with a lot of the spirit activity that we've been having and the angels and demons and the ascended masters, we know that they're coming through a lot more deep now than they were back in 2009. We didn't have as much experiences then except the exorcism that we performed, which was a very powerful experience, I think, just for starting out into the metaphysical world. Is there anything you'd like to share with that, Roy?
Yeah, I just wanted to share, you know, that, people are starting to report a lot of, you know, whether it be paranormal or even ET sightings. You know, people are beginning to see a lot more, experience a lot more, and I think, like you say, you know, the veil's getting thinner. You know, they're starting to presence themselves more. I mean, things are just turning, you know, a lot quicker now, and people are finding out that, you know, a lot of the things that they thought were make-believe, they're finding out that these are real and they are true. I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, they are, and we've been experiencing a lot of supernatural phenomenon. I can't explain it, but I do know that from what I've been hearing from a lot of different gods or ascended masters is that we're getting closer to that time of a new world, of a new something new that is coming, I kind of sense. And I don't know if this has something to do with the shift or we're going into a different reality where things are starting to present themselves every year. And it's going to get deeper and deeper in the ocean. That's kind of what I'm getting. And we're going to start seeing glimpses of all kinds of activity that's going to happen on Earth. The main thing is being prepared, spiritually prepared and ready for those things to come. And that was one of the messages that Jesus had is, you know, they won't know when he comes, but what he meant by that is they won't know when these things appear or when they're going to happen. We just know that they will happen. You know, in other words, expect the unexpected. I think that's what Jesus was trying to say.
Right. Now the main thing is, things, you know, are starting to move pretty rapidly now, you know, even our weather. I mean, I just finished talking to, you know, my oldest son, Richie, that's in Colorado, and he even said that just the other day it felt like it was going to snow. It was cold in southern Colorado. I mean, it seems like our weather patterns just keep going up and dropping down, going up, dropping down. And I was telling him that, you know, I think, you know, our poles have shifted, and that's why, you know, we're having all this abnormal weather. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, that definitely makes a lot of sense. The weather has been also changing, and that's something that that Kingdom was telling me about on the phone, about the behavior of the weather changes. Because that also has a lot to do with prophecies as well. You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people can't even tell what season they are anymore because, you know, just when we think it's hot, then it's cold. You know, it's almost like we're going on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But what's interesting, I think it's not only affecting the weather, but it's affecting a lot of people's emotions. Because, you know, a lot of people are going through ups and downs on their emotions.
Well, I just wanted to mention that we have a very special guest on, Monica. I don't know if you wanted to bring her on.
Well, yeah. Let's invite Monica on the show.
Okay. Let's bring on Monica from the 817. You're on the air.
Hello, Adrian. Hello,
Monica.
Roy.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Wonderful.
That's We're wonderful.
Good.
And what's new?
Oh, pretty fair weather here, that's for sure. I'm waiting for the bomb to drop, though, for it to either get really hot or really cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's down here in Texas, so.
And what do you think about these tornadoes that's been hitting, you know, like Oklahoma and, you know, these different areas?
Oh, that's been pretty bad. I really feel for those people. I'll send out my prayers and love to them because they really need it. I just hope that,
I mean, even Texas, parts of Texas have been experiencing tornadoes also, hasn't it?
Yes, and we've been under tornado warning for the past 2 weeks now.
2 weeks?
In my area.
Wow. Is this something common for your area?
Not really, but being that we have the high pressure coming up from the south and it's hot and then the pressure coming down from the north, when it comes together, it just aggravates everything. And that's tornado weather, and apparently it just wound up hitting Oklahoma more than it did over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently Oklahoma, they've had their fair share of a lot of tornadoes. They're tornado alley just about almost. Oklahoma and Kansas.
Yeah.
So I really do, like I said, I feel for them. My prayers go out to them, and hopefully they're going to get the help they need.
The main thing is, you know, there's no really safe place. I mean, even Utah's never had tornadoes before, and we had one right downtown Salt Lake City one day.
Wow. That's really something.
Yeah.
That's letting you know how much the poles have really shifted.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Main thing is, you know, there's no real safe place anywhere.
No, not really.
No.
But,
and how's, do you have any messages for us? Any dreams that you might have had lately or anything like that?
No, not really. It's just been very calm.
calm.
The vibration, the magnetic fields, it's on an even keel right now, but that's not to say it's not going to change.
The calm before the storm, huh?
Sounds like it, yeah. That's what I'm feeling. It's like the calm before the storm.
Yeah.
I am definitely keeping my eyes and ears open and my senses out there to
right.
pick up whatever's coming, because it's...
Good, I wanted Adrian to mention a little something what happened to him today.
Okay.
Adrian, you want to share that with her?
Well, I was mentioning... I mentioned to Monica about the experience that I had today with the walk-in that you were telling me about.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was quite an experience.
That is really amazing. That is proof of what is really happening now. The way things are, that is what I was describing to Adrian as the Lord's canon describes in her book of the walk-ins that come and take over an individual, but they do have to have permission.
Right.
And they come for a reason. And the reason was to speak to Adrian, and I told him that's exactly what happened.
Well,
that is really, really fascinating.
You know, and that's interesting awesome. Because I was reading on the internet, and I don't know if I had talked to you about that, but these were, they were called the dark-eyed children.
Yes, we did discuss that.
Yeah. And the only way that they could come in unless you invite them in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But we don't know, you know, these... Whatever they are or wherever they come from, you know, we don't know what their intentions are.
So the main thing is we
have to be, you know, careful. We have to be, you know, have protection around us, you know.
Exactly. And they're usually their motives are not ever good.
No.
The black-eyed children, no.
No. But there might even be black-eyed adults. We don't know.
That's true. I haven't heard of that yet.
Yeah.
But who's to say that's not going to happen next?
Yeah.
There has been stories of it.
Yeah.
Oh, have there really?
Yeah, there's been sightings.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Like almost like the Slender Man.
I haven't heard that story. Why does that go?
Like an entity, an evil entity that comes and harasses people. They made a movie about that.
Oh, now that does remind me. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like the black-eyed children.
Yeah.
Oh.
But wasn't he taking children?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, takes children.
Yeah. That's interesting. I mean, there's so many different urban legends, you know, a lot of stories that's come from other times, you know, or people, you know, had, you know, it's almost like a repeated story. Yeah.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
Well, just like the movie, Hollywood made a movie called The Crying Lady, and and we know in Spanish they called her the Llorona.
Right.
And that means a crying lady.
Right.
And, I told Adrian about this, you know, at a young age, you know, about this story.
Oh, yeah. We've heard the stories from the time I was a little girl, so, yes. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. And it seemed like it was always told to us during the nighttime hours.
Oh, yes. To scare the children, especially when the aunts were babysitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to witness it.
Yeah, well, Adrian got to witness it, you know, firsthand.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
That's an experience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want an experience, okay?
No.
I got the bad hand of the stick, Monica.
That's true. That's true, you did. You came out of it with flying colors.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. You don't want to mess with Damien.
Well, I always tell Adrian, you're either the quick or the dead.
That's right, and I'm going to be the quick every time.
I bet you were a fast runner when you were younger.
Yes, I was, definitely.
Have you ever seen that Road Runner? You know, I remember the movie, the cartoon, the Road Runner that used to chase. The coyote was always chasing him.
Yes, yes.
See, I was that Road Runner.
I believe you. I had the privilege of seeing a real live Road Runner.
Yeah,
twice.
I've seen him.
One year, and then 3 years later, I saw it again as an adult. I saw it as a preteen, I guess you would say, and then I saw it as an adult. They're beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
That's here in a neighborhood where there's cars coming and going, but that little Roadrunner was just looking around for bugs to eat.
He was a quick.
Yes, yes, definitely. And that's rare here nowadays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One thing, though, is I don't know if people have ever heard of what we call lechuzas. I don't know if you would, I don't know what you would call them in English. But they look like huge birds. Black birds. Yes. They're supposed
like
to be.
Like a crow or a raven or.
Like a vulture, like a humongous vulture.
Like a vulture, huh?
And they're black.
Do they eat dead animals?
No, these things only come out at night, supposedly. There's a legend that it's people who practice black magic, witches, and warlocks can turn themselves into these creatures.
Oh.
And I've had the privilege of having to deal with a few over the years.
Really?
One in broad daylight, which was very, very odd.
Wow.
I've never seen one be courageous enough to be in broad daylight, but they're black to the point where they're purplish black, but they're just the weirdest looking bird you've ever seen.
Wow.
And that's the individual is up to no good when they're doing stuff like that.
Now, do they have a big wingspan?
Yes. They're huge.
They're huge, huh?
Yes, they're huge. The wingspan's got to be at least 7-8 feet.
About 7 feet?
Spread their wings, yeah.
Wow. That bee is bigger than an eagle.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
But they're ugly. They have the face of a human, that's for sure.
Now, when I was a teenager and I just went into the military, I was walking, you know, I was just coming out of these trees. I was walking on a path and I was coming out of these trees and I noticed there was a big blackbird. It looked like a crow, but looked bigger. You know, might even have been a raven. But anyway... They're mean.
Yes, they are.
And it started dive bombing at me. You know, he would go all the way up, And then he would start heading right towards me. And I was afraid he was going to hit me on the head with his beak, you know.
Yeah, really.
I mean, oh, yeah. So he was starting to make me sort of upset, and I thought, I'm going to find me a rock. You know, because I was a pretty good rock thrower when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I could not find a rock to save my life.
Oh, my gosh.
So I acted like I was picking up a rock and I was going to throw it at him when he came down again.
Mm-hmm.
So I would reach my arm back and act like I was throwing a rock at him, and he would start taking off up into the air again.
Wow.
And it was, actually, it was sort of comical. It was sort of funny. There was another guy that was watching that bird attack him, and he was laughing his butt off.
But yet he wouldn't come to you to help you out.
No,
did
he wouldn't come to help me. Yeah. But, you know, things happen, you know, just
yes.
like your experience, you know,
right.
it could be sort of scary, you know.
Yes,
when
it is.
Something's coming after you.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
Very, very true.
Well,
because when
tell me that one time when I was sitting on the carpet and I had that mouse that was running after me. Remember that?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
Adrian
did you do to that mouse?
He was sitting down on, you know, on the carpet, and I was sort of looking down at him, and then all of a sudden his eyes went really big, and he jumped up, and I hurried. I hurried and got out of the way right away too. I thought, what did you just see? And I guess he said he saw a mouse running at him. Yeah.
I think that was the fastest time I moved in my life.
Oh yeah.
There you go. They didn't call you Grease Lightning for nothing, right? Give me a minute. I've got to see my father's hollering on the other end there. Hold on a minute. I'll be right back. Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you wanted to get to some callers.
Well, we'll let Monica know so she could hold on and listen, or she could even join us, you know, with the readings. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll give her a minute to get back. But I just wanted to share that, you know, a lot of these things, you know, happen in our lives, but a lot of it is, you know, when it's unexpected like that, you know, how do you react? And the main thing is, you know, be ready when it does happen. Now, what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, again, like I say, expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
Because it will come.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm back.
Okay. Monica, Adrian just mentioned that there's some callers waiting. So why don't we have you stay on the line with us? We're going to invite them on, and you could help us, you know, with whatever questions that they have. Let's go ahead with the next caller, Agent.
All right. Let's start with the first caller from the 719 area. You're on the air with Roy, Adrian, and Monica.
Hi. My name is Julia, and thank you for taking my call.
Julia, and where are you from?
Colorado.
Colorado. That's my home state.
Cool. Well, I saw in your show description that you do twin flame readings. So that's
yes.
For a twin flame reading.
Are you in a relationship right now?
I am. I think it's a karmic relationship that's coming to an end. And I'm kind of looking to the future to meet my twin flame.
You're sort of breaking up. Adrian, are you hearing that also?
Yeah, I am.
Are you on Skype or anything like that?
No, I'm just on a cordless phone.
Okay. We're getting some background noise or something.
She's closer to the base of the cordless phone. Might be better. She gets a little closer to it.
Okay. Do you see a twin flame relationship for me?
We're still breaking up. We're going to have to go ahead with the next caller, and then we'll get back to you and see if that clears up. We're going to need to get better audio. Adrian, let's go ahead with the next caller.
Okay, let's go to the 615.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, and what's your first name and where are you from?
I'm Vicki from Tennessee.
And we welcome you to our show tonight. And how can we help you tonight?
Okay, I have a question. I have met this wonderful man named Joe. And I'm wondering what you can tell me, what you see, how you see this friendship, relationship going.
Do you feel Joe's your twin flame?
I don't know.
Is he different than any other relationship you've had?
Well, he's really easy to be with. It's like I've known him for a long time.
That's a good sign. Adrian, what are you showing on your charts?
If he's your twin flame?
Yeah.
Let me check the percentage on it. Wow, that's way up there. That's 55%.
Great. So that is a definite yes. That is your twin flame that you've met. Are you and him seeing each other, or are you just talking right now, or what's going on?
We're talking, and we've had a date. And we have another one for next weekend.
I'll be right back, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
And how was your first date?
It was like I've known this person for a long time.
And that's usually, you know, what a twin flame relationship would, you know, that's how you would feel, you know, in that relationship. Because, see, what it is with twin flame relationship, you have known each other from other past lives.
Okay.
Do you and him have a lot in common?
Well, we have different things in common. It's just like a familiar feeling. It's like it's already okay. There's no nervousness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good.
I mean, by in common, I mean, do you like a lot of the same things? Do you, you know, enjoy, you know, what you talk about with each other?
Yes. And we are still just in the beginning stages.
Right.
So there's a lot more to learn about him, and there's a lot more for him to learn about me.
Right.
So far, so good.
Are you, would you consider yourself a spiritual person?
Very.
Very, yes. Spiritual.
Yes.
And what about him?
I'm not sure yet. I get from him.
So you haven't really talked about spiritual things with him?
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
Not yet. I will.
Yeah. Adrian, then what are you getting from this relationship?
Well, I feel like you have connected spiritually, but you haven't brought it out in the open yet. But the connection's strong, and the physical connection's strong, and you have a lot in common. So I feel like it's there. It's just you've got to get it out in the open, and once you get it out in the open, you guys will feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to make sure that he's ready for that connection.
The spiritual connection?
Well, you have the spiritual. It's just not out in the open. And you just want to make sure he's ready for it to be out in the open. And once it's out in the open, then you'll both feel better about it. You'll feel more of a stronger bond connection.
Okay.
And that's where communication comes in, and I think that kind of like pushing past the fear of what he will think, what you're going to think, and just facing your fears, that's kind of what I'm getting.
Okay.
And how did you first meet?
I signed up for an online dating site.
So it was on a dating site?
Yes, and I signed up to meet people.
Right.
And I met him.
And that's interesting because, you know, what that tells me is that the universe, you know, has provided, you know, your connection, you know, with your twin flame, because, you know, have you been doing any kind of meditating or anything like that?
Yes. To meditate.
Is that for your relationship, you know, to find, you know, someone new, you know, for a relationship?
Oh, yes. I've been lining myself up for that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's something that I know is going to happen, and
right.
I'm so excited about it. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this man could be the one.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was wondering what you saw for us.
I think it's going to work out perfect for you.
Yeah.
From the sound.
You know, have you ever heard the saying, be careful what you wish for? Because
mm-hmm.
you'll get it.
Yes. I'm ready to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm back.
Okay.
My father had surgery and he just fell, so...
Oh.
I had to help him get up, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to hear
that.
Yeah.
I hope he's
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, he's okay. He's going to be sore, and he's going to the doctor tomorrow for sure. This is this is like the second time, so I told him, you're going. There's no ands in your butt.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, he needs to. That's a big man to lift.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
The main thing what we were talking about was her meeting her twin flame.
Right.
That, you know, that Ethan, you know, checked his charts and it's showing a very good, you know, connection there, you know, that it he is her twin flame. And
great.
And that's wonderful, you know.
I had a question
provide.
When I first heard. Does Joe have kind of reddish-brown hair?
Well, it's got some gray in it, and it's got some dark in it.
Uh-huh.
Not really red.
Does it, like, when he gets in the sun, does it kind of look maybe brownish?
Almost, yeah, a little like bit. It does.
Almost,
yeah.
With a red tint to it?
Yeah.
That's
sort
what
of.
I keep seeing. Okay, we're on the right page then. Okay.
What, Monica, can you share with us, what are you getting about Joe's energy and, you know, and them meeting each other?
He's, for me, the impression I get of him is he's a very good man, a giver.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's really something I think that she's been wanting, so don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of him.
Okay. I have been wanting it.
You're used to being the giver, right?
Yes, 100% the giver.
Just like me, I'm in this situation now. It's time for you to receive a little back.
Yeah.
I'm so ready. I have been lining myself up for it. I said, I deserve it.
There you go.
The whole thing is we can't always be the giver. We have to be the receiver also.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah.
I'm so ready to receive.
Okay. Then always keep that in mind. And don't, when you start to get that feeling like almost like, not embarrassment, but like you feel like you know that too much, don't tell yourself that. Say, yes, this is what I want. Yes, this is what I'll take. Because you'll get that feeling, okay? You'll get that feeling, so don't reject. Accept.
Yes, allow it.
Well, the main thing, what my guides are saying, be in gratitude.
Yes.
Be what?
Be in gratitude.
Yes. Be in gratitude.
And
I am grateful.
Compliments, say thank you and take them. Absorb
yep.
them. That's like your medicine right now.
Right.
Okay.
Is there
okay,
any other questions that you have?
That's it. I just, wondered where you saw it going, so.
That you just wanted a confirmation. You already knew. You just wanted a confirmation.
Felt it very strong. So.
Right.
Oh. Well, thank you.
You are welcome. Enjoy.
Okay.
And many
Let's
blessings.
Let's go ahead, Adrian, now with our next caller.
All right. Let's go to the 337 again.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Tamblyn. I'm from Louisiana.
And how can we help you tonight?
I was calling. I spoke to you guys a couple of weeks back. And I guess right now what I want to know is with me and my twin flame, I noticed a big surge of energy between Sunday and Monday between us. We've been talking a lot. And in my energy field, I just feel a strong pull towards something. I don't know what it is. It kind of feels like something is maybe, I don't know, pulling us together. I can't even explain it. It was just a strong energy pull, kind of like a telepathic pull, if you will. So maybe if you can kind of see what you can read as far as that's concerned. Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear us?
I can hear you. I don't hear anyone else.
Monica, are you there? Roy?
Yes, I'm here, Agent.
I think we lost Monica. Or I don't
okay.
know, we lost the connection.
Something, yeah. But let's go ahead and continue.
Okay. You want me to repeat my
yeah,
question?
You'll need to repeat that. For some reason, we lost a connection.
Okay. Me and my twin flame, we've been talking regularly. And I don't know, I've been sensing that it's time for us to, I don't know, be together or some type of move. We talked about it, but something is going on as far as energy where it's strong. It's so strong until I know it's his energy that I'm feeling. It's something. Something. And I just want to get confirmation to see exactly what that is.
I just want to ask, what do you feel has been preventing you from getting together?
Well, prior to us talking again, we had fallen out, and we hadn't spoken to each other for at least almost a year. So now we've been speaking again, but it's just different. This energy is different, because prior to us speaking again, I told him about the twin flame thing, and he didn't believe it. He didn't. And he started acting all kinds of crazy ways, and I just let him be. And then we reconnected again, but this time the energy is like 100 times stronger.
I'm getting that he's been doing some research.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
Okay, because this time around, I said I'm not going to say anything about Twin Flame. I'm going to just let
right.
him figure it out. Because it seems like he knows, but then he don't want me to know that he knows. So I just stopped trying to convince him.
Mm-hmm. Agent, what are you getting?
He's doing research on the connection between me and him, or just the twin flame thing.
Well, it's about the twin flame relationship.
Okay.
Agent, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you getting?
I'm getting a lot of interference.
Okay.
That's kind of why the phone cut out, and that's kind of why I can hear the sirens. Those are synchronicities. That means that there's a lot of interference around you.
Mm-hmm.
That need to be cleared. It's the energy blockage. Or energy clearing blockage that needs to be cleared.
Okay, is this something that just came up, or is this something that's been there?
Something that's been there for a while.
Okay. Because I know last time,
the energy has built up to that point. So it needs to be melted down. Does that make sense? Like building up ice in your refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
So it could build in a negative energy, or it can also build in a positive energy.
Which one do you feel it's going towards?
And I think it's building up negative more than positive.
Okay.
But the positive. The negative is slowly turning into the positive, but you haven't quite broke the ice yet. Does that make sense?
Right, exactly. Because I can definitely sense a change in the energy. It's almost like now when he's thinking about me or thinking about something pertaining to me, it kind of feels like it's the energy is strong. That's all I could say. is strong.
Oh yeah.
And whenever I talk to him about it, he was like, "Well, I was just thinking about this, about me and you and yada yada yada." And I'm like, "Wow, this is amazing."
I can hear it over here.
Oh wow! What can I do to break this energy? This interference.
Well, first you need to get you what they call the road opener candle.
Mhm.
That will open up the road. See, the way I get envision of the road opener is I see a bunch of people around you, a lot of interference, a lot of sirens, and your twin flame's on the other side, you're on the other side, and you're trying to get together, but there's so much interference of people that are crowding you. In order to get them out of the way, you have to get the road opener to open up those doorways.
Mm-hmm.
So that you and your twin flame can meet with on the other side of the street. Does that make sense? It's like you're on one side and he's on another.
And you said it's a road opener candle?
Yeah.
And you now can get these candles online?
You can get them online. Now, this is going to sound kind of interesting to you. You know how I'm talking about synchronicities where I'm getting a lot of interference?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like me and my friend, when we first met, he ran across the street. I was going to go with him to meet the train so that he can go home. He don't live in my town. We have to ride the train. But when he ran across the street, I was already too late to get across the street because the light already turned red.
Mm-hmm.
And he was waiting for me, but I told him, I said, just go because the train, you're going to miss the train if you don't hurry. So the synchronicity I got from that was is that there's going to be distance between our friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2 weeks after that, there was distance.
Okay. Now, what kind of thing are you picking up with my twin flame? Is that
a terminology of what I'm saying.
Okay. The distance.
Can you see the distance now?
It's been distant. It's just that we're just reconnecting again, but it's kind of, it seems like we both just got too much going on or something.
Well, that's part of life. But what's going on is you've built up so much, it's built up so much bad energy that the distance has become more and more distant.
Mm-hmm.
But the energy pull has a lot to do with the shift that we're going through.
Okay.
It's like I'm spiritually growing with my twin flame, and it's growing more spiritually all the time because they're going through a transformation just as much as you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you transform, the more they will transform, and that's why it's important. That's why it's important to nurture your inner child, because the more you spiritually grow, the more they will.
Now, the only way to break this interference is with the, you said, road opener candle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can get a block breaker candle. And what a block breaker candle is, and that's orange, and you just ask the universe with the road opener to open up those doors and the road so that there's no interference between you and your twin flame. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What color is the block breaker candle?
The block breaker is a orange candle.
Okay. Is it called that, or do I just need to get an orange candle and just pray for the universe to open up both doors?
That's what it's called, and that's what its intent is.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's specifically for that reason.
Okay.
It's just like you have your certain oils, okay, for certain different reasons. You have lavender, you have rosemary, you have, you know, you have mint, you have, you know what I mean? Just for its own intent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why every candle has its own intent for certain different reasons.
Okay. Now, is there a certain website to get it from?
What's that?
Is there like a certain website that I can get it from? You know, if Amazon has it or any other website?
Well, if you just look up online on any search and just type in road opener candle or a block breaker candle, it'll bring up a different website.
Okay, because I'm definitely going to go look for it as soon as we get off the phone, because this has to go. Because I know last time you worked on his throat chakra, and then now we have the interference. Now, for like in the future, when you see, because I'm going to do this, I'm going to go ahead and get this done. Do you see the interference lessening and we're actually able to get together physically and just try to make things happen?
Oh, yeah, it'll definitely make your connection stronger because now you don't have all that interference around you.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to go ahead and get this done. And I'm glad I called because, like I said, it's a lot of things that's going on and I didn't know. And I feel his energy. It's so weird because I'm having moments where I'm sitting or I'm doing something and I can hear his voice. And it's like he's standing beside me. And it's like it freaks me out because I got to look around. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm actually hearing him. Like,
mm-hmm.
He was making a purchase, he was buying a vehicle, and for 5 minutes straight, I could hear the conversation go on in my head. I thought I was freaking out because I could hear it, and I was like, wow. So I just thought about it, kept it in the back of my mind, and then the next day he told me he bought a vehicle. And I was like, I couldn't even possibly tell him that I heard the whole transaction. I can't even tell him that.
Yeah, and you will, and that's exactly everything you described, the same thing that I've been dealing with my twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
All right, well, I thank you for your time. I'm going to let you go so you can take some more calls, but I'm going to definitely go look for this candle.
And not everyone's experience will be the same. I'm just saying that my experiences with my twin flame have been very similar to yours, but in a different way.
Yeah. And it seems like everyone has their own road to go down with theirs. It's just that when you look at relationships and you go and you look at, you know, different things, it's like twin flame just is different from soulmate relationships. It has its own category. And the only way to get to your twin flame is to work on you, is what I've learned.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You nail on the head.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, let's go to the next caller from the 817. You're on the air.
Hello.
Oh, Monica, we lost you.
Uh-huh, I'm back.
And we lost my dad.
Uh-oh.
And I almost got booted, so.
She had a lot of energy just sparking everything. That's why y'all lost me.
Yeah, I told her it was all the interference.
Yeah, it's a lot there. She's also, I was hoping you'd grab me. I wanted to tell her to grab some tourmaline, black tourmaline, because that'll keep the negativity away from her. But she needs to put it in the windows of her house. They don't have to be very large. If she's listening, they don't have to be very large. Just, it's black tourmaline.
Uh-huh.
Stones. They're crystals or stones.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And that'll help.
Well, I'm glad you're here to save the day for tonight.
Your dad will probably call back in.
Well,
okay.
The interference also caused the sirens to go by.
Uh-oh.
So I hope somebody's okay, you know, nobody got hurt or whatever.
Yes.
Because they stopped by, the paramedics.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, you got a lot of energy going on, lady.
Yes, she does. And she knocked me right off. She booted me off.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
She booted my dad right off, too. Twice.
They're strong together.
Yes, they are.
Yep, just too much interference.
She almost blew me away.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got a lot of wind, lady.
All right, you ready for your next caller?
We don't have any more. She kicked them all off.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody call back in.
Yeah, you better call back in, get your reading, because we still got time.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a powerful lady.
Yes, she is. She booted everybody off.
Uh-huh.
But that goes to show how that positive is strong, though. She's very positive.
She's an angel.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. A lot of angels out there.
Yes, there are. You've met quite a few.
So hopefully we can all connect with our twin flames this year. It'll be a good year.
Yes. Well, since we're waiting for callers, why don't we do mine and tell me what Jeff is to me.
Okay. What's his name? Jeff?
Jeff McWhite.
Okay.
Let's see if he's up there.
See if he's your twin flame?
Yeah. Or my soulmate.
Yes. Okay. He is your twin flame.
Okay.
Ouch. It burnt my hand.
Uh-oh.
Ooh,
that strong?
That's hot. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Synchronicity.
I had to throw down the pendulum and it burned my hand.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's the first time that ever happened.
Yes, that's strong.
Very strong. Felt like fire burning my hand.
Wow.
I saw a spark come from that one.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we won't say any more on the air.
Yeah.
We'll discuss after hours.
Want me to check his dental?
No, we better not.
No, we better not.
No.
You
got burned once. You don't want to get burned twice.
Exactly.
Anybody called in yet? Your dad, anybody?
Nobody's calling in.
Oh.
Oh, here we are. 678, you're on the air. We're saved.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Regina. I'm from Georgia.
Okay. And what can we do for you tonight?
Yes, I just want some insight about my career. I have been stagnated for past couple of years now, and I'm just trying to make some movements. And I had a couple of interviews, but those, like, the first two I had in within 2 years. So I'm just trying to see what's going on with me, and, like, how can I make this shift to move.
Okay. What I'm picking up is you don't want to move up. In other words, be promoted. You want to move to a different position. Is that what I'm picking up?
Yes. I wanted, like, a whole new career because
okay.
of the old career I had was too draining for me. Too stressful. Yeah, I mean, just too stressful for the little pay.
Okay. Are you going to school right now?
Yes.
Okay. And this is in the direction that you want to go, is what you're studying for?
At first I was all into it, but then again I had like an internship for public relations. And it kind of sparked my interest in that field, and because right now I'm going to school for something totally different.
Okay, and is this position would be something that would not deal with so much stress? Because public relations is a stressful position.
Yes, I know. I understand that, but I like the fact that when I was doing the internship, it was fun. To me,
right.
It didn't seem stressful because
okay.
I liked it.
You loved what you were doing, in other words.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. If you want to keep going in public relations, this is something that you can do. You would be very good at it. But again,
okay.
You'd have to learn that. If you get stressed out, you'd have to learn to de-stress. You'd have to learn to either go walk or exercise or do something like that. This would be something that would be like following your bliss because it's something you love to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to change, as far as the change would come, you're going to have to struggle a little further with your schooling and going to different interviews for, I'd say maybe another year, year and a half, and then you would probably get another job doing something completely different from what you're doing now.
I didn't want to hear that. I'm just going to be honest. I just didn't want to, but...
Right, but in the meantime, do what you're doing. You know, keep doing what you're doing. Something may open up for you in the same area, and not be as stressful as you think it would be. In other words, it would be something it'd be easier, but it'd be even better for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can handle stress. But when I'm picking up everybody's energy left and right, and I'm too burned out time I get home, and I'm still drained, that's a different story because I have to bring work home all the time. And that's how it was in my old career. And once I leave the job, I just want to leave it there. I don't want to bring it home.
Right.
So I can recover and recuperate the next day.
right.
That's what I want.
That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That position, if you would give it time, it may change to where you could find something opening up where you're at now. It
mm-hmm.
would be in the same area that you want to be in, but it would also be different.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it would almost be the same, but you wouldn't be bringing it home, in other words.
Right.
You'd be able to do it at the office.
Mm-hmm.
But you also have to learn to de-stress yourself. You need to learn either to, like I said, to walk, meditate,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. something like that, pick up yoga or something like that, something that would help you to de-stress, to clear your mind, because you're what you're doing is you're so worried about the position, about the job, your mind is still going when you're putting your head on the pillow to go to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, that's what that is.
Yeah.
Maybe that you need to do that starting now. Start doing that now, because once you do, you're letting the universe know, hey, I love what I'm doing, yet I still want to be, you know, here, but I don't want to. In other words, you want what you're doing because you love it, but don't be distressed out about it. In other words, you're telling the universe, okay, I can handle this. This is what I want.
Mm-hmm. And exactly, I have done the visualization. I have done, you know, the law of attraction. I have done everything that people are giving advice of, but it's, you know, and I even try going walking, exercise. I'm trying to all that, you know, just to de-stress it, or the fact that, you know, because I'm not working at the moment, and the point for me not even having work for the past 2 years, it just really stressed the mess out of me, because I like working, and I don't know if it's causing a stop in my career, and everybody else is moving on, and I'm stuck.
Okay, what it is it's making you, what this is doing is causing you to stress out about this situation.
Okay.
And that's putting a blockage. Is there something that you like to do, something that you could do part-time maybe?
I mean, I have a on-call job, but that's like once in 3 months. I'm just like, but it's nothing like steady just to get me out the house, because I just want something to get me out the house. I just want to be able to breathe again.
Right.
And I can't do this if I'm, you know, I'm going to school and I have to do it online because of my family. And it's like, and then I cut down gas, and it was only, I'm only depending on one income from my husband. And I just felt that just not being fair to him, knowing that I'm able to contribute to the household. So that's how I feel, like, wow.
But he is understanding. He understands that you want something more, something different. Is that true?
Yes, he understands. I mean, at first it was hard because he kind of like he was blaming me for the setbacks that was going on in the household. But now, maybe a year or two now, he started being more accepting of it because he has no, it's like, well, it is what it is, you know. I mean, if she gets, she gets, if she don't, oh, well, move on. So, in that kind of retrospect.
From what I'm picking up, is there something you like to do, like baking or sewing, or is there something that you do as a hobby?
No, I mean, I've been told to write. I hate writing. I hate writing in the point that that I have to do the writing. Like, just write. I mean, I can just scribble whatever, you know, write or whatever because of my schoolwork. But it's just the fact that it's not really fun. But, like, when I did the PR internship, it was fun.
Right.
So, you know, I just need something outside the house just to get me to, like, to start having